when you think of any Marian shrine, it's really only as amazing and as powerful as the healings that come to it. Let's be honest. That's why these places grow, because people are healed, and that's why we go. It is the message. The message is the most important part. The Blessed Mother and the faith in Jesus is extremely important, but it's the healings. And especially if you're someone that's sick, you know this. Often people that are healthy say, oh, well, the healings aren't that important. It's these other things. But when you're sick, you know that your health matters. Well, guess what? At the Shrine of Knock, right here where the apparition happened, and from you're going to hear how these healings happen. It's amazing. There have been so many documented healings. Now, when they first started, they did not have a medical bureau. They simply reported this to the parish priest, Archdeacon Kavanaugh. Well, I have here over 160 pages of documented miracles. I'm going to read through some of them, because my question to you is, why haven't you come here? Some of you are going to be sick with some of these things that these people have been healed from. Let's get right into it. And as always, if you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. This was the first documented healing, deafness and violent pain in the ear. On the 31st of August, 1879, 10 days after the apparition, a girl aged 12 years was cured while attending Mass at Knock. Her parents, Mr. and Mrs. P.J. Gordon of Clare Morse, attested that Dealey had suffered intensely all her life from deafness and violent pains in her left ear. Several times each week, they had to get up in the night to try to relieve the awful pain by various remedies. They took her on pilgrimage to Knock while attending Mass there. The pain attacked Dealey so bad that she began to cry, and Mrs. Gordon had to bring her outside, where they knelt in prayer before the place where the apparition was seen. Mrs. Gordon picked up out of pieces of cement from the gable, made the sign of the cross over it, and placed it in the afflicted ear. Almost immediately, the pain completely disappeared, never to return, and no trace of deafness remained. Her general health improved rapidly, and in a very short time, she became the picture of health and strength. The cement where the apparition took place is the main source of healing here at Knock. Most of it has been taken. Who knows where it is? There's still some original pieces right there. There's also holy water here that some people have been healed by, as well as at Mass. That's very powerful. Second one, man born blind gets sight. A man named John O'Brien was born blind, got use of his eyes, having made a pilgrimage to Knock. Next one, serious hemorrhage. Thomas Conlon of Shanvegara, he was vomiting blood, was in a dying state, and received the last sacrament of the church, which I administered to him. He was instantaneously cured by swallowing a few drops of water into which I had put a small piece of the cement taken from the apparition gable. He has since been perfectly well. Distorted shoulder, John Riley Parish of Kilbride, County Roscommon. Paralysis of the right side is an effect of the disease. His right shoulder rose up so that he could scarcely wear his coat. The shoulder has now gone back to its normal place following his pilgrimage to Knock. Sightless, I can see. Alice Dwyer, Kennel County, Tipperary. Blindness of the right eye, she is 29 years old, has been stone blind of the right eye all her life. The sight is now restored. Cancer, Michael Corcoran from County Meath, cancer. His cure has been quite complete as a result of his pilgrimage here. Pain ceases and sight restored at James Tarpey, who resides in North Gloucester Street in Dublin. Received a hurt in his right eye about 3 months ago, which injured his sight very much and caused him great pain. He was attended by three of the Dublin doctors who wanted him to get a glass eye. After coming to Knock, the pain ceased and he could discern objects on Sunday the 7th, March 1880. Foot useless for 9 years. John O'Connor of Arda near Rathkeel has been for 9 years unable to lay his left foot on the ground. He had to use an iron leg, by the help of which he was able to move along very slowly. At Knock, he received the use of the limb that had been so long useless and went away rejoicing. The iron leg, which O'Connor left after him, was placed in the receptacle for crutches and sticks at the church. Now, originally, when all these people were being healed, they would place the metal part of the body that was used to support them, or crutches, they would hang them on the gable wall. Gable is the term that they use here in Ireland for the back part of the church. Now, they don't have these crutches here, but people still leave some sort of remembrance as in other places. Here are a few others. Sore on hand, a woman named not stated, living at Carrimore near Knock. She had been suffering from a sore on the hand. The pain ceased instantly. Speech restored. Honoria Hornan of the parish of Kilmavie, County Mayo. She had been a fortnight unable to speak or swallow food. She was cured. Sore eyes. Mrs. Martin Beatsy, Knock, cured of sore eyes. pain and stiffness. Mary McLaughlin, she had been suffering from pain and stiffness of the knee for many years, and also from chronic pain in the right side. She drank some of the water taken from the ground at the church gable, what I was talking about earlier, and got rid of the pains, which have since not returned. One more, broken hand. A girl from Claremorris, which is a town nearby here, name not stated, her hand had been broken. She was not able to lift it to her forehead. Now she can use it freely. One more, sore knee. Mrs. Thomas Curry Knock, sore knee cured. And so many others. If you like hearing about these healings, let me know, because I have 160 pages of healings that happen here at Knock. And again, my question to you is, when we go to other shrines, you know that there's healings, but they're hard to find. We don't know the healings that happen. The official documented ones are usually very few. Here we have, from the early years and probably still today, 160 pages of healings. There must be so many more out there. Why have you not come to Knock yet? God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.
I might also take a peek at a couple more of the things that were in